Okay, we're back again. This is side two, tape number two of Five String Banjo Styles. Here's a hoedown, first one of the series.
Jumps on a man like a dog on a bone. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Hey. Susie and the boys went huckleberry picking. The boys got drunk and Susie got a licking. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Hey. Plantation. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Hey. Last time.
Yeah. That's Black-Eyed Susie, and that's a real neat hoedown that can be played in lots of different styles. And the reason I chose that is because it's fast, give you good practice doing this two-finger picking, and you can get a lot of slides and hammer-ons and pull-ins in. So let's go over it once, slowly. Of course, the strumming accompanying the singing is just your standard. In the first tape, we'll do it slowly now, not up to tempo. And it goes from G to C, back to G, to D7, and then it's just G, sliding, pulling off, hammering on, slide. Okay, try it with me. Let's take it nice and easy, slow. Get the strum going. Try to vary it as much as possible. Watch your chord changes now. All I need, make me happy. Two little boys to call me pappy. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Hey. Pretty little black-eyed Susie, hey. Pretty little black-eyed Susie, hey. Okay, how you doing? You keeping up? Maybe we'll even slow it down more than this. See if we can do it this speed. All I need in this creation, Susie for my wife and a big plantation. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Hey, pretty little black-eyed Susie. Now, while I'm singing it, a lot of what I'm doing is pretty much what I'm playing when I play the instrumental. So let's go right to the instrumental now. Start out by hammering on your second string third fret. Okay, that's your first measure. Watch it on the tablature, too, in case you can't pick it up by ear. You can hammer on, then play your open second string. Now your C chord with your second string first fret. Now there you have to add with your second finger, add your third string second fret. See it there in the tablature? Third string second fret from the top. Open second string, D7th, once again from the top, now you can slide up on the second string, and now instead of just playing it straight, pull off second string, second fret, and pull off, I'm sorry, that was 3rd string, 2nd fret, and then 4th string. From the top again, a little faster. That's a pull-off now. I'm varying it each time. Tablature that I'm sending, I'm going to write out 2 or 3 different versions of this, with some of them will be straight, 1 or 2 of them will be adding hammer-ons and pull-offs in different variations, so you'll have an idea of how you vary them. Now, one thing that's very important to realize is that I really can't teach you how to improvise these different variations. What you have to do is take all the different elements, the hammer-ons, the pull-offs, the slides, the different picking strums with the right hand, and get into the feel of the genre of this music. Get into the atmosphere of the music, almost, by listening to a lot of music and playing a lot. And pretty soon you'll be putting in these variations on your own, which is really what you should be doing. Now, take this and do it really slowly until you feel like you're moving along, and gradually pick up the speed until you can do it as fast as I did it when we started. Okay, let's try it one more time through. Play it with me. Start with a hammer-on. Do it about like that. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Go. Can't do this fast right away. It takes a lot of time before you get, especially for your right hand, to get the coordination that you need. One thing that's very important that I didn't mention earlier is that your right hand should be as relaxed as possible. I mentioned that I lean my pinky, or sometimes even my 3rd finger of the right hand, against the skin of the banjo just below the bridge, which steadies my hand. But your hand should be as relaxed as possible. Don't make it rigid, because, or tense, because the more rigid and tense it is, the slower your muscles are going to move. So you've got to try to keep your hand very relaxed. Of course, the only thing that will really do that is practice. So just concentrate on keeping your hand relaxed and practicing as much as possible. Now, so far, all of the songs we've been doing have been in straight 4/4 time. We haven't done anything in waltz time, or 3/4. And this calls for a slight variation in the right hand pattern that we've been doing. It's really not too bad or too difficult once you get into the swing of the 3-4 rhythm, but until that point, maybe I should just show you a few things. Whereas before, your basic rhythm was this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Or it could also have been counted 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Now we're going to do it in threes. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Just as in the 4-4 time, there are different variations you can do on this. The first thing you should do is start out by practicing the thumb and then the pinch with the thumb and index finger for 2 beats. Now, you can also play it this way. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That's 3rd string, 5th and 1st, 4th and 1st, 3rd. 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and. And you can even add that hammer on. Lots of variations you can do on that. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. That's going up to the 2nd string. And as long as you keep that rhythm in threes, you'll be okay. A lot of the old-time ballads are in threes. I'm going to do one I just occurred to me as I was showing you that. There's a 3/4-time ballad that you might know. It's called Down in a Willow Garden, sometimes called Rose Connolly, and it's one of those many Murder Girl ballads. I'm sure you know some of them. Tom Dooley is one. Pretty Polly is one. There are just dozens and dozens of Murder Girl ballads in American folklore. And this one is a particularly gruesome one, but it's also a nice song, and I kind of like it. Let me sing it for you, and then I'll break it down a little bit, but I want you to just listen to it and play along with me and try to get the feeling for this 3/4 time. Down in a willow garden where me and my love did meet, there we got to courting. My love dropped off to sleep. I had a bottle of burgundy wine my true love did not know, and there I poisoned that dear little girl down under the banks below. Stabbed her with my dagger, which was a bloody knife. I threw her in the river, which quickly ended her life. My father often told me that money would set me free. If I did murder that dear little girl whose name was Rose Connolly. Now he stands in his his cabin door, watching with tear-filled eyes, watching as his only son mounts the scaffold high. My race is run beneath the sun, and hell is waiting for me, 'cause I did murder that dear little girl whose name was Rose Connolly.
Well, I surprised myself on that I remembered all those words. I haven't done that song in a long time. But that's the story of Rose Connolly. And I don't think you'll have too much trouble picking it out as long as you get into the feel of that three-quarter time. Now, once again, I'm going to write this out in tablature for you so you'll have it. Let's just try it slowly. I'll try to reconstruct some of the things that I did there. The chords in this, and once again, at this point I must impress upon you the absolute importance of learning those chords with your left hand. And if I can digress 1 minute, I think what you ought to do is go through songbook after songbook and pick out all the songs that are in G, or if you can transpose songs from other keys to the key of G, just sing everything you can with these three or four chords: G, D7th, C, E minor. Even if you have to just strum for now. Like that, just so that your left hand gets used to making those chords on time. Because there's nothing worse than trying to concentrate on your right hand and find you fumbling with your left hand as well. If you've played guitar before, these chords should be fairly easy. They're a lot easier than guitar chords because you only have 4 strings to fret instead of 6. And the strings on the banjo are pretty light anyway, so you shouldn't really have too much trouble. They're fairly simple chords. So I just thought I'd take this minute out to impress upon you how important it is to learn those chords. I haven't spent a lot of time with that, but the more songs you play and the more fun you have with it, the better off you'll be, because you'll be learning the chords at the same time. Okay, let's go back to Rose Connolly now, and just try picking it out in the remaining tape that we have. Let's just try playing the melody real slow and easy. Just say that when we went up to the 2nd string 5th fret, that was the same note as we did with Cumberland Gap when we were playing an E minor in that. I guess you remember that. Okay, here we go again. Time for on this tape. I think we covered a lot of territory, and I hope you learned a lot. It's going to take a lot of practice to get this, but once you do, I think you'll be glad you did. And we'll go on to the next tape, tape 3, in which we're going to tackle a whole different style, completely different. So until then, keep picking that banjo. I'll be seeing you.